Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Transparency Therapy. My name is Andrea, and we are currently on day 12 of Everyday January. I'm posting in the evening today because I'm actually quite sick, and I have been in bed all day. So I finally mustered up the episode, I mean, mustered up the energy to record an episode. I thought it would be fitting to talk about how to take care of yourself when you're sick. Just before we get into that, I just want to mention that there are some great new things that are going to be coming to Transparency Therapy, and I want you all to become part of the community. Keep an eye out. There's going to be some better audio. We have a website under construction, and we're really going to build a nice, safe environment for you to work on yourself. So, how to take care of yourself when you're sick? I used to not take care of myself when I was sick, and I would always be sick. So sorry. And just a comment before how to take care of yourself when you are sick. I think it's important to really prevent getting sick, and a big part of that is controlling your anxiety and your mental health. Because if you're in a constant state of stress, it actually does deplete your immune system. And it is often not mentioned, and people focus on lifestyle, like nutrition and exercise and vitamins, but I'd say mental health and your stress levels are really, really important in taking care of yourself. At times when I was most stressed, I was sick constantly, and it just makes everything so much harder because already you're stressed because you are anxious or depressed or whatever you're going through, and then you get sick and that's another kind of thing to bring you down, and it's so hard to recover when you're feeling sick, but you're also feeling anxious. The reason I did get sick this time, well, one, I do work in an emergency room where there's a lot of sick kids coughing, but I almost expected to get sick because there are some emotional things going on right now in my personal life, and it was some things that I had to face. And I didn't sleep as well, and I probably wasn't eating as well for a few days. And I was also just very stressed and very emotional. And then it hit me, and I am now sick. So, the first step of taking care of yourself is, like I said, taking care of your stress levels and kind of anticipating when your stress levels might be higher, and you can kind of manage your schedule better when you know that's happening. For example, if let's say you have an exam coming up and you know you're going to be extremely stressed for your exam. You might want to cut off some other things that you have to do normally, but to kind of give yourself a break because you know you're going to have higher stress levels. For example, if normally you really like cooking and you normally make these really kind of extravagant meals. Maybe for the week that you're studying for your exam, you make more simple things like pasta, or you might even want to get some takeout one night. I wouldn't recommend every night though, because that also is not good for your immune system. But sometimes you do need a break and you need to kind of boost your morale a little bit. So, anticipating your stress levels can actually really help in preventing you from becoming sick, and just manage your anxiety levels when that higher stress hits. And trying to prepare, knowing what's coming, maybe do groceries and kind of get foods that are easy to prepare. Do like a big laundry before you know you're going to get very busy. Take out your garbage and everything like that before all of that stuff's going to happen. And I think maybe managing your social life as well. Anticipating when you have time, not overbooking yourself with friends. And maybe cutting down on extra activities when you are more stressed. Now, when you do get sick, which will ultimately happen sometimes, like I am now, I think it is really important to rest and not feel guilty about it. I used to be so afraid to call in sick or to actually rest and do nothing for most of the day. I used to think it was a wasted day if I wasn't being productive. But what I didn't realize was that if I didn't take care of myself in that moment, I was going to stay sick for honestly weeks. And I would get these colds that would last over a month. And I couldn't understand why. And I thought I didn't understand the link between stress and also just not managing my life and not eating properly, not sleeping well. I would often go out and socialize when I was sick because I said, well, I want to have fun. I want to go out. It's a Saturday. And I would go out until like 2 in the morning when I was sick. And that would really not help the situation for sure. So I think that it's just really important knowing your limits and not pushing them and forgiving yourself for being human and not feel guilty about needing a day of rest. Because you really need to take care of yourself before you can take care of anyone else, before you can really be productive at work. And if you take good care of yourself for that one day, you'll be able to really be more productive for every other day that's coming. Basic things that everyone knows, stay hydrated when you're sick. I think it's so comforting to have a cup of tea. I don't really have good appetite when I'm sick, so I tend to just eat foods that I really like that are comforting. I didn't have any today because I was too tired to go to the grocery store, but when I used to be sick as a kid, my mom would make me in a cup some ginger ale mixed with orange juice, and I had a curly straw. I keep forgetting to ask my mom if she still has that curly straw because it really made me feel better. And there's something about ginger ale mixed with orange juice that just makes me feel so happy and so comforted. So try to eat what you want to eat. If you're not super hungry, I'd recommend eating like light, maybe crackers. The most important thing is really to drink a lot of water and to actually rest. I used to not really feel well enough to kind of shower a day that I was sick, or I would just kind of lay in bed all day and be like, well, I'm not going out anyway, I'm just gonna lay in bed. But I've started to kind of start my day off as if I maybe wasn't sick, like just to feel human. So I got, today I made myself a ginger lemon tea, and then I just kind of sat in bed, watched videos for maybe like an hour. I read some stuff. I just kind of was doing things for fun. And then I had a nice warm shower, washed my hair, and then I blow-dried my hair and put my face cream on as normal. And then I went back to bed. I used to not see the point in doing that, but I find that it actually really helps, and it actually helps with my feelings of stress or feelings of anxiety because it makes me feel like I'm still taking care of myself, and that I'm still, yeah, I guess just taking care of myself. And the things that are important to me for me and not for others. For example, I like to have a shower because it makes me feel clean, and I like having the shower itself. It's warm and it's cozy. I like the smell of the soap. I like washing my hair because it's like a massage. And then I like blow drying my hair because then I like the way it looks when it's blow dried versus when it's air dried. And I like putting tinted moisturizer on because it makes my skin feel less dry, and I like the little tint that it gives my skin. So if I'm doing this even when I know it's a day that I'm not leaving my house, it helps me maintain my routine and remind myself that it's important to me for me and not for others. Another thing that's great to do when you're sick is watch that movie that you've been wanting to watch for a while. Today I watched A Quiet Place. I mean, I think there was a lot of flaws in the plot, but it was all right. It was funny because I just watched Bird Cage or Bird Box or whatever not too long ago. It's basically the same film, but one's with sight and one's with hearing. But it was a pretty cool movie, but I don't know. Go and watch it. Tell me what you think. I think I kind of like thrillers like that. Oh, actually, I watched two movies today. Oh my gosh. The first movie I watched was Bring It On. Now, Bring It On used to be like this iconic movie for me. I loved it. I thought it was super cool. I remember being like, oh my God, that guy's cute. Like, I want to have some weird, cute romance with some boy. I don't know. And I watched the movie today, and oh my God, I was cringing the whole way through. I can't believe I watched that. I must have been, it was in 2000, I think it released. No, that doesn't make sense. Okay, I don't know what year it released, but I must have been like 12 or 13 or something. So there is so many homophobic and sexist lines in that movie, and it's just so, oh, it's so horrible. And when you watch a movie like that, you realize how far we've come as a society. And sometimes when I feel sad because I feel like there's such a long way for us to go, I look back at a movie like that and I say, okay, we have come a long way because there was also sexual harassment all over that movie as well. Oh my gosh, like little things, quote unquote. They're not little things, but they were acting like they were little things. And I was like, this is horrible. Some of you might hear me say this and think that I'm overreacting, but I assure you that I'm not. These are the things that I watched when I was a teenager, a young teenager. And those stick with you for a long time. And having those thoughts, it develops kind of what you think is normal. And Then when you start getting older and you start dating and you start trying to build confidence, like you have these mixed ideas of what you've seen and what you think feels right, but you normally suppress what you think feels right and go with what you know you've seen. And honestly, like seeing these types of movies and seeing these things really, I know they affected me and I know they affected the way that I had relationships and even friendships and even every single like dynamic. And I'm just happy that things have started to change. Okay, I've done my rant for that. Maybe we'll revisit kind of this topic in another episode. So I guess the last thing I want to say is, of course, just rest. You need to sleep when you're sick. I sometimes though I feel like I sleep all day and I get kind of this like hot flash because I like have a fever and I'm sweating and that I've slept too much and I don't know what to do. Sometimes it's not a bad thing to like go take a walk around the block or take another bath. I'm gonna take a bath this evening as well. Or just get up a little bit. And sometimes you could be like resting in bed or on the couch, but like doing other things with your mind. So you're resting your body, but you're engaging your mind in something so you might not feel as dazed. You could even like work a little bit on a project of some sort, but not like a major thing, just like writing or journaling or brainstorming for something. It depends how sick you're feeling in that moment, because for me, it normally goes in waves. Anyway, so I'm gonna go probably watch another movie and take a bath. this is I think it's Saturday night. Yeah, it's Saturday night. Fun times for me. But I want to get better. I'm taking this day for me so that I can have every other day for me and for others. So don't feel guilty for needing a day off when you're sick. It shouldn't have to be said, but I know it does, and I know some of you there won't take a day off when you're sick. I hope you're having a good evening. If you have any comments or questions, please email me at transparencytherapy@gmail.com. Stay tuned for all the exciting things that are going to be happening. And have a good night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.